I do believe just being blessed with our town and our tournament, and just some good references for us going out, that teams in Kentucky know about who we are now, and it's not just, you know, pulling out a state team. So being able to get Bowling Green is really, really good for us, and having that connection to Coach Cheryl coming back is great as well. And he did tell me they expected to be pretty good, and they're going to really need to be, because they're going to catch, I think, East Coweta, Georgia in game one. And they're going to be a solid team out of Georgia. I think they're 7A. I had to go back and look for sure, but I think they're a 7A team out of Georgia. And then the closing game of our event, 8 o'clock on December 28th, is I won't say it's the best matchup of the event. It's just a really good matchup of the event that we're going to close with Bowling Green playing Little Rock Christian Academy out of Arkansas. And they have J.J. Andrews, the junior, who's one of the top 15 players in the nation, like a 6'5 guard, they call him. So that's going to make for a fun last game. Lord willing, everything goes well. We don't have any weather, because I'm already excited about having, you know, one of our top Kentucky teams get to measure up against a team like Little Rock Christian, who's bringing in a national top 15 rated junior. So that's going to be key. It's going to be fun.